Hi, this is Andy. Here is a very easy way to prospect somebody you've never met before. It's something you'd say when you've been in a shop and had good service, or a cafe, or a restaurant, something like that, where somebody's looked after you well and you think they've got a great attitude and they're good with people and you'd love to have them in your business. It's the kind of thing you'd say when you've got a very brief window of opportunity to pitch somebody. So the first thing I'd do is I would have made sure that their experience of me was a good one by having been courteous and friendly. Obviously not overly friendly, but I would have been courteous and friendly, and I'd have made sure I smiled. And then at the end of the meal, or at the end of them looking after me, when I've either bought something or not bought something, it doesn't really matter whether you've bought anything or not. It's about how their experience of looking after you was. So at that point, I'd say, I'd really like to say thank you for the way you've looked after me. You did really well. I hope they pay you well. And the response I always get from that is a person laughs. Because, as you know, people who work in restaurants and shops don't actually get paid that well. So they laugh and they might say, you must be joking, or they'd say something. And my next comment is, well, that's a shame. If you were working in my business and you had the kind of attitude you've just shown me, you'd make a fortune. Have you ever thought of looking at anything else? And listen to what they have to say. And if they say, no, I'm really happy here, then you've not really got anywhere to go. Whereas if they say, yes, I've often thought about moving on, but I don't know where to go, then I would move on to actually getting some contact details off them. So I'd say something like, well, now's obviously not a good time for us to have a chat. Are you open to exchanging numbers? We can have a chat. I can tell you a bit about what we do. And if it's of interest, I could send you some more information and see what they say. Usually, if somebody is interested, they see it as an opportunity and they scurry off, get a bit of paper and jot their number down and hand it to you. And then you can give them a business card. And that's all you need to do. And you say, great, I'll give you a ring. When would be a good time? Now, I have a few rules about this. One is, I have a clear distinction between a prospecting conversation and a sponsoring conversation. A sponsoring conversation is when you present the business, when you're showing somebody how it might change their life. A prospecting conversation is where you're just finding out if somebody's interested in finding out about something. So that's all we've done here. We've fixed up to have a chat. They've declared that they may well be interested. They don't know what they're interested in. They're just interested in getting some more information. That's all we need to know at this stage. So I'm really clear in my mind that I'm having a prospecting conversation, not a sponsoring conversation. The second thing that I'm really clear about is, unless I get a phone number from them, they don't get anything from me. And that's because at some stage, I'm going to have to build rapport with them, build trust, and also if I'm going to send them information, I will need to follow that up and I'll need to have a conversation where we can both hear the tone of each other's voice. And that can only be done by telephone. It can't be done by email or texting or anything like that. So when I have pitched somebody face-to-face, had a prospecting conversation face-to-face like that, I always ask for a phone number. Now, you've got to be careful how you ask for a phone number, and if you just say, give me your phone number and I'll give you a ring, you're unlikely to get one. The best way I've ever heard of getting a phone number from somebody is to use that phrase, are you open to exchanging numbers? For some reason, the result is exactly the same, but the way it's phrased is non-threatening and it results in actually getting a phone number from somebody. So it's a really simple way of having a prospecting conversation. It's a really useful way of building up the people in your pipeline. And it's a great way of getting in front of people and eventually sponsoring them.